Hope everybody had a good weekend. It's Monday morning on the Dunham and Miller Show. Coming up at 7:35, Phil's place in golf history. At 7:50, has Tiger really changed? And in 1 hour at 8:10, we eulogize Texas Stadium. Right now, it's Muse in the News with Gordon, brought to us by D&M Leasing and All Pro Foundation Repair.
Yes, and the death of Texas Stadium does top our news after 38 years. That 11-year-old boy who won the competition pressed the button and blew up Texas Stadium that had been standing for 38 years, and it's a tough one for Dallas. First, we had the Kennedy thing, and now we have this.
Well, it's not really related to that. It's a great interview Channel 4 did with the kid after he blew it up. So what was it like? What did you do? Well, I just pushed the button.
We're going to comment on that. We have several TV moments that we need to review in our Texas Stadium getting blowed up segment, and I think this was the biggest sign of the idiocracy yet, the way that this thing, whole thing was handled, the blowing up of Texas Stadium. That's at 8:10 today.
By the way, could that kid have had more help? There were about 10 adults around him, and they were all just like,
they're afraid he's going to fire it off early, I guess. Why was Chris Berman there?
We'll get to that at 8:10. It's a great question, by the way.
When are we doing that? I'm really anxious to hear all this talk.
Like eight times.
All right. A Colleyville sixth grader has won the Texas Geographic Bee.
What does he get to blow up?
Well, prize is blowing up something.
Oh, I thought if you won something as a kid, now you got to blow up something.
He gets to blow up the Death Star in 10 years when it's outdated.
This is a state-level competition of the National Geographic Bee. So this is the Texas Geographic Bee. Anyway, the kid's from the Dallas-Fort Worth area, so congratulations to Tyne Valenchik. Valenchik? 12-year-old from Colleyville? Is that a girl or a boy?
Tyne is a girl's name, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Like Tyne Daly?
Mm-hmm. I would think this is a girl. Anyway, Tyne,
why are you congratulating him?
Pretty well-researched story here.
All right, well, I withdraw that story. What do you think about that?
Okay.
I've withdrawn the second news story today. You will not find it reflected in the minutes of today's program.
Okay.
Like when people recall an email that you've already read?
I don't understand that. Why do people even bother recalling them?
I don't know.
They're just telling you they didn't mean it?
John Taylor would like to recall his message.
Where he called you a big idiot.
Yeah, meanwhile, I just read F.U. about 50 times from the guy. But then it is always funny when you get a real negative nasty when they just fired off about something, and then like a minute later you get he would like to recall this message, and then he quickly has rethought his position of being so rude. Hey, there was a big international plane crash over the weekend.
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
And we all said mm-hmm.
The president of Poland is dead after his presidential plane crashed in Russia. And it wasn't just the president that died in this accident. I mean, all 96 people died in this, but there were a lot of notables from the government there. Had Poland's Army Chief of Staff, the Navy Chief Commander, the heads of the Air Force and Land Forces, the National Bank President, the Deputy Foreign Minister, the Army Chaplain, the head of the National Security Office, the Deputy Parliament Speaker, the Olympic Committee Head, and the Civil Rights Commissioner and at least two presidential aides and three other lawmakers were on that plane that crashed. Everyone on the plane died.
You got caught up in a storm or something?
No, they're saying that they think it may be pilot error. The initial investigation of the plane didn't find anything obviously mechanically wrong with it. And they think the pilot was flying way too low in foggy weather and
Missed the runway.
They were advising him not to land, but he went ahead and landed anyway because he thought he was a great pilot.
How do you know that? How do you know he was thinking that?
Nice analysis.
I know this guy.
Ooh. Okay.
Like, anyone can even know that.
Can you imagine the gravity of that tragedy? We always assume that the planes carrying our leaders are bulletproof.
Yeah.
That they'll never crash.
Nothing can happen to them. They're so well maintained and taken care of. They have only the toppest of notchestest of pilots.
Yes. Can you imagine if Air Force One ever went down? How weird that would be, what that country, Poland, must be going through?
By the way, Craig was just flagged by Homeland Security for saying that.
Can you imagine what it would be like?
I didn't say it wishingly.
When you threatened that on local national airwaves.
Doesn't make sense.
Oh. How, you know, Poland is a democracy. How long have they been a democracy?
23 years?
No, 13 years.
Really?
1997, they became a democracy. So, yeah, very disturbing. And as the president's remains were brought back to Poland, his daughter was there to take the casket. And, you know, she kneels and kisses it or whatever. But so this girl has now lost her dad, and her mom was on the plane. So the first lady also.
Oh, gosh.
Horrible, isn't it? 7 people shot near the French Quarter over the weekend. 7 people shot. What's going on with New Orleans? Why can't they handle it down there? What is it down there about life that they just think is they can't handle being alive?
Well, Wolf Blitzer has an opinion on that.
Yeah.
Why are you calling
some
for this?
5 years ago.
So poor, and they are so black.
That is an unrelated quote to this story. However, how did Wolf Blitzer get away with saying that?
I don't know.
This is the only show
George
that's held
Bush
him
doesn't care about black people.
That's held him accountable for those statements.
Yes, we're the only ones who say, well, isn't that a little bit odd that he kept his job? Wasn't fine. No one made a big deal out of it.
Is there showing footage of Katrina victims and he says that?
Yes, there's so poor and so
poor and they are so black.
How
what in the world
does a national broadcaster get away with that?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, this happened just outside the French Quarter. They were having the French Quarter Festival, a 3-day, you know, food music deal. And there were even 50 extra police officers in the quarter patrolling because of the festival, and they were unable to catch the guy who did the shooting. They say it was some dispute, some conflict that erupted, and two guys started firing at each other, and 7 people were hit. Ages 15 to 50.
Mm.
Blind, crippled, crazy.
What?
Hmm? What? Yeah! Thank you, Jer. New Jersey teachers. Whoa. What?
Start over what?
New Jersey New Jersey Teachers Union. They're in trouble right now after this internal memo went public. This memo was leaked. Now, the memo was to union leaders. These are teachers, right? These are the salt of the earth people.
The NJTU.
I guess so. When the closing paragraph... You all right, George?
I'm fine.
Closing paragraph written in the form of a prayer, and it said... By the way, you know who the governor of New Jersey is?
Okay, let's see. It's not Corzine, right? He was forced out...
McGreevy, not him.
It's not McGreevy.
Corzine lost an election.
Corzine lost, but he was the governor,
yes,
right?
Yes, he was.
Some guy named Joey.
He just wasn't forced out.
Governor.
Okay, by the voters.
Is it Golan Sapel?
No. It's Governor Chris Christie.
Chris.
All right! You're going to be governing all up in here.
Kick ass.
I'm going to make New Jersey more kick ass. So anyway, this memo concluded with a prayer to the head of the teachers union. It said, "Dear Lord, this year you've taken away my favorite actor, Patrick Swayze, my favorite actress, Farrah Fawcett, my favorite singer, Michael Jackson, and my favorite salesman, Billy Mays. I just wanted to let you know that Chris Christie is my favorite governor."
Wow.
Whoa.
Wow.
Okay, we don't need negativity like that.
So now the New Jersey Teachers Union is getting in trouble for this, and their explanation is, oh, come on, it's just a joke.
Mm.
Just a joke. Everybody calm down. Now, Giorgio, you are completely yodded up and sick, right?
It's just allergies.
Allergies. That is not allergies. God, that was a tense moment in ticket history.
Very.
Anyway, the pollen has been particularly bad in the south, particularly in the southeast. That's where it's really been horrible.
That's why Tiger is wearing sunglasses over the weekend.
So, let's see here. A pollen count, in normal seasons, a pollen count of 120 is considered high. Last week in Atlanta, what do you think the pollen count was?
600.
A billion.
If 120 is high.
He said a billion again. 11:05.
Oh, my God. Let's just shut this whole thing down. All right? The ticket just ran its course just then.
This is such a reassignment school.
All right, you guessed 600.
I said 600. He said a billion, and Jer said 1175.
No, 1195.
No, 120 is considered high, and last week in Atlanta, the pollen count was 5,733.
Oh, my gosh. I guess Jer wins.
That's the second highest level on record.
So what's it around here?
13.8.
You know what? A couple of days ago, it was Dan Henry's pollen count on Channel 4. It was like 2,800.
Really? Did you guys get any rain at your houses on like Wednesday, I think it was, last week?
Yeah.
The real brief one? And did it leave everything kind of with a little green crud
green
on
dust.
It?
Yeah.
That's pollen. Kind
of, yeah.
That's the pollen that was all over.
I think it's fairy dust.
Every morning my car is covered with pollen.
I think it's dream sprinkles.
I think it's grasshopper poop.
What?
I'm on cough medicine, man. Leave me alone. Do the next story.
I liked it, George.
Don't command someone on a newscast to do the next story. You don't ever see that on Channel 8
set. Yeah, they do it all the time.
Yeah, quit yapping, Gloria. Do the next story. Okay, now this is Idiocracy here. This is in Thailand. They have orangutan. I always call them orangutans, but it's orangutan.
Really?
Orangutan,
oh, really?
Yeah. Orangutan. I can't see it. I'm going to say orangutan, okay?
Yeah, it's improper, that way we'll know what you're talking about.
They have orangutan kickboxing matches.
Hey, that's when athletes play pro sports. That's our segment.
When animals play pro sports.
When athletes play pro sports. Yeah, that would be a too obvious segment. That's what.
Yeah, look at this. Look at this orangutan just knocked out his opponent. I mean, it's a boxing ring. It's got gloves. He's wearing the shorts. Everything.
They train him and stuff.
But of course, animal lovers are seeking to outlaw this practice.
Well, as long as they don't kill each other, what's the big deal?
It gets even worse. It's at this place called Safari World outside of Bangkok. But
outside of where?
Bangkok.
Sorry.
Bangkok, Oriental city, the city don't,
city don't know what a city is getting.
The creme de la creme of the chess world in a show with everything but Jules Brenner.
That's so confusing.
It's orangutan fights.
And why is that Mark Levin singing that song? Turn it up. Let's listen to Mark Levin singing.
Play at this level, there's no ordinary menu.
Okay. But it gets worse because the card girls are female orangutans in bikinis.
No way.
And they walk around the ring holding up the cards.
Idiocracy.
What a weird gate they have.
Idiocracy.
The sign goes back and forth because of their weird gate.
Oh, my goodness.
Man, they got to start televising this.
So you're declaring that's idiocracy, Craig?
Yes.
Yes.
At least all the orangutans are wearing shorts, so they're hiding the cinnamon bun.
What's the cinnamon bun, Craig?
Just something that we don't want to see.
Why did God design them with such a protruding bottom? Protruding nude bottom.
I don't know.
Good question.
It's like a... Looks like one of those inflatable neck rests you use on a plane. Just kind of turned on its side.
I love it.
Oh. Brenda Teal loves it. Dixie Carter has certainly passed away at the age of 70. She was, what was her name? Studebaker or whatever on Designing Women?
Mama Cass. Mama.
Do what?
Mama Studebaker. Golden Girls. Same thing as Golden Girls.
That went over well in here.
Let's just all stop and just listen to Craig just spinning his wheels in the broadcast mud.
You're on your game today.
Maud? No.
Mod Squad?
Cosby Kids?
I think it's Sugar Bakers, by the way.
Mod Squad. Sugar Bakers?
Sugar Baker, wasn't that their name?
I thought that's that little candy.
Sugar Babies.
It looks like rat dung.
But they weren't a sponsor.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we aren't sponsored by Sugar Babies.
I don't know, I may have a Sugar Baby Live coming up here.
Yeah. Dixie Carter.
Oh, yeah, we forgot.
Look at that.
I'm
laughing.
I don't know.
How old was she?
Very sad.
She was only 70 years of age. Mm. She died from complications of endometrial cancer. Mm. Her husband is the actor Hal Holbrook, who's somehow still alive.
Mm-hmm.
What? Isn't he like 120?
Just 85.
Oh.
Somehow still alive.
I'm with George, by the way. I always thought she was really pretty, and she has a very pleasant southern voice.
Yes, indeed.
She wasn't married to Major Dad, though, right?
No, that was
Delta Burke.
Delta Sugar Baker.
Yeah.
Not Dixie Sugar Baker.
Was she a great big fat person?
Delta Burke was, but not Dixie Carter.
Yeah, Dixie Carter was beautiful.
And his name is not Major Dad. His name is Gerald McCraney.
Right. Major Dad, bad show.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Is that the same as CPO Sharky?
Was he a Simon?
No. He was Simon, yeah. I think, no. Not yeah. Simon.
That's so
confusing. That's underrated.
Thank you.
Dixie Carter certainly continues to be passed away.
Now.
Touching tribute there, off mic from George. Okay, the worst automobile accident I've ever heard of. I meant to get to this on Friday, and I didn't get the chance, so some P1s may have seen it over the weekend. A 24-year-old woman, and I can't see where this happened, Newcastle, South Wales, so this is in England. 24-year-old woman died a terrifying death as she was riding in a go-kart. Actually, I think this is in Australia. All right? Everybody got it? She was riding in a go-kart in a full-blown burqa, which is... tricked up looking anyway. Wait, George is already laughing.
I'm fine. I'm going to have a hard time with this because go-kart is funny to me. I picture Herman Munster at
She was
school.
Riding in a go-kart, wearing a burqa, eating a sandwich.
Wow.
You did
all
this
of
story
your...
just for me. What was she doing? All the,
Why are you
highway?
Laughing? Why are you laughing?
I'm not laughing.
She was on the highway. Who said that?
Well,
I don't know where she was riding.
Okay.
But she was eating a sandwich, and she had a parrot on her shoulder.
She did not.
No, what, she didn't. What kind she wasn't of... eating a sandwich either. I added that in there.
Oh,
I added that in there just for you, because I know you like sandwich humor. But as she's riding in this go-kart, a fluttering part of her burqa got caught in the wheels.
Oh, no.
You know, it's flying back behind her, gets caught up in the back wheels. And so it immediately snaps her neck and strangles her.
Wow.
In like a split second. She's riding along all burked out, having fun. Oh, this is the greatest moment. And then, that quickly.
Boy, that is a...
It's pretty amazing.
And why did you love that so much?
I didn't love it.
You said it was the greatest car wreck you've ever known of.
Disturbing automobile accident story I've ever heard of.
Is a go-kart an automobile?
Yes.
I guess so.
It's mobile in and of itself.
Yeah.
So paramedics rushed to her side, and they said that her neck and throat injuries were so severe they were unable to revive her.
Mm.
But this has happened before to Isadora Duncan, the American dancer. You know that name? Very famous name in the world of dance. But she was famous for her flowing silk scarves that she liked to wear. This is in the 20s.
She was on a go-kart?
She was...
In the 20s?
Yes. In the 20s. And she was not in a go-kart.
Mm. Well, you said it happened to her, too.
Well, no, she was riding in an open-topped car, and her scarf got tangled in one of the spokes in the wheels, and she was strangled. Oh, same way, gosh. Wearing a scarf. Just, it's so beautiful in knees!
You don't have to reenact it. We can...
Birthdays.
Birthdays already?
Yeah.
By the way, if you want to buy a Hummer, there's only 2,200 Hummers left.
Really?
Yeah, in inventory, and then they got to sell those things out. Come on, P1s. Let's do it. Herbie Hancock is 70.
Craziest video ever.
I know. That always disturbed me with the robotic legs going. And David Letterman. David Letterman is 63, Paul. Did you see this for David Letterman? David Letterman, 63. David Cassidy, 60. Andy Garcia, 54. David Cassidy's only 3 years younger than Dave Letterman. For some reason, I still think of David Cassidy as maybe he's in his 40s now. That's
really?
What I think. Yeah,
that
I don't know why.
A long time ago.
Andy Garcia, 54. Vince Gill is 53. Singer Amy Ray of the Indigo Girls is 46. Actor Shannon Doherty is 39.
It's a pretty big day for birthdays.
Yeah, and the beautiful actress Claire Danes, whom I had such a crush on. It was unbelievable. She's 31.
Okay, thank you. That's News 733 on the ticket. Coming up next, Karma.
The Ticket.